I'm here with Ryan Smith, and for the first time, Smitty, we've done this for, geez, I don't know how many years, but now I can say Ryan Smith, the Edmonton Oilers Hall of Fame. How's that feel for you?
Wow. I'm pretty honored. I never would have expected it to come to this, but very humbled through this whole situation. Obviously, to be going in with Lee Foglin makes it even more special, as we heard today with the press conference and the stories that he tells and how exciting it was for me to listen to, because, you know, I grew up loving the Oilers and wanted to be an Oiler, and now I'm a Hall of Famer.
Does that make it more special for you? Because I know you were like, you're a diehard Oiler fan growing up, and then you just were lucky enough to play for the team that you rooted for, and you watched that whole generation. And so not only do you get to go to the Hall of Fame, for these few days, you're having dinner with that whole era of guys and getting to hear all those stories. Is this like Ryan Smith, the fandom, like the greatest time for you?
Wow, most definitely. I mean, geez, the stories that these guys can tell for days, and I'd be sitting on that TV watching, and now to see it from this side of it is kind of special. You know, a kid from Banff, Glenn Saylor's from Banff, Barry Stafford's from Banff, there's a little bit of connection of the Banff side of things, but overall, I mean, Alberta boy, I want to clarify, Koff had said up there something about being a Calgary Flames fan. I was not. I was an Oilers fan through and through.
You know, it was interesting. Paul Coffey told me that, you know, he was talking to you and he feels that you're doing exactly what you should be doing right now, you know, coaching your kids. That's what he did when he retired because he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. And when you're done that and your son's, you know, past the point where dad can coach him, do you want to get back into hockey? Have you thought about that at all?
No, I haven't. I mean, early on, I thought I did, but I'm glad I did step away. And I think it gives me more time to really process and think things through. Really content right now and happy being in Nashville. We got a farm, we got some animals, and I still coach my son. I work for my daughter now. That seems weird, but she runs in a sports academy, so there's a lot of great things that are happening right now. I haven't really processed that next level stuff yet.
So here we are. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's the ceremony. What goes through your mind? Can you know, like, rehearse your speech a few times? Like, that's a pretty big event. It's a pretty emotional time. You're an emotional guy. Yeah. How are you trying to vision how tomorrow's going to go?
Well, I was up this morning early already reading through my my script, and just to see if I can get through it. I'm an emotional guy, like you said. So we'll see. I mean, at the end of the day, I just you know, wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm emotional. I'm a passionate guy, and you know, it's about the fans here, and I just want to pass it on to somebody else that can be touched.
You played in Edmonton a long time, and there's lots of players who play in Edmonton. You really resonated with the fan base. Like, you know, Ryan Smith, Smitty, as the fans called you, was somebody that most fans respected because, hey, well, he could score 400 goals. But he'd block shots and he'd, you know, kill penalties. And you're kind of a blue-collar player in a blue-collar town. Mm-hmm. You think that's why you really connected to fans? Or was it just the mullet?
I'd like to say both, but no. you know, they talked about Dave Semenko and the blue-collar. I know Kevin mentioned that in the blue-collared town. To me, I just wanted to leave it all out there. And, yeah, I think that would be an honor to be in that category with him from that side of things. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to do what I could for the organization, for my teammates. And it was hard at times, but there was times you'd find yourself cheating the game. And it's like, no, you got to get back to playing simple, playing the right way. And now it's trying to pass on to my son and his teammates and stuff like that. So, I resonated really well with fans. I felt like I knew every single fan, and I obviously hadn't, but I appreciated what they recognized, and very, very thankful.
When you were in it, did you know you were that big of a fan favorite? Did you feel it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't feel that intense of it all until, obviously, the last game when I retired and how every fan was pretty much out of their seat and very appreciative what I accomplished. But when you're in the thick of it, you're just another player playing as hard as you can for your team. But it was very humbling.
06, of course, was a great run for you personally, but really for the city. The team hadn't had a lot of success for a long time, a fan base, and really a generation of fans who got that close and were along for the ride with you. And now you see, the Edmonton Oilers, they got McDavid and they got Draisaitl, and the Oilers look like they're a competitive team once again. As an alumni, is it easier to be an alumni when the team's playing well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially if you're around the city. I mean, you're everything's going good, and think of these guys, they're doing great, this and that. So, when the going gets tough, that's when you find out really who people are, and people do care about the Oilers, especially here in the city. They want the next thing, and that's winning the cup. And they're not too far off. These boys obviously saw a game last night, and I've watched them for the start of this year, and then obviously the playoff run last year. It's special to watch, McDavid, Draisaitl, but guys like Nuge. Nuge is finding his way. I know he's already 10 plus years in the league, and he's a guy that is counted on, but he's under the radar because of these other two or three guys that are shining. So it's great for the organization and great for players like him.
When you watch the game, do you see a lot of 94 in number 18? Because there seemed Hyman and Smith play a very similar type of game, just that dogged work ethic.
Yeah, quite not as fast as he was or is, but he's not afraid to go to those tough areas. And I like how he competes. He does it all. He plays well in his own zone. Can score, which is great. I mean, I was saying to a buddy yesterday, if I could just go to the net with my stick on the ice, I'd probably get a few with these guys throwing the puck at me. But I'll tell you, McDavid, Draisaitl, they make players around them better. And Hyman is one of those players that is.
You are lucky, of course, playing on the Olympic team. So you got to play with the greats of the greats and feel part of that. When you look at McDavid and Draisaitl as a highly skilled player in the league, I don't want to go to Draisaitl. Like, what impresses you most about Draisaitl?
His poise, his vision. He's got great passing. Obviously, his backhanding passing is phenomenal. But just his poise and his puck protection. He's strong. But he also can skate, but he slows the game down to his level and then can pick it up just like that. So I think he's dynamic from different speeds.
And so I want to take it full circle now back to you. Ryan Smith going into the inaugural Oilers Hall of Fame with Lee Fogelin. And I know some of your ex, Steve Staios, and you got other guys coming in. When you look back, obviously there's the disappointment of 06, but... If do you have like a few moments in time as an Oiler that at any moment you're driving your car, maybe you're talking with your son or your daughters, and boom, these memories pop up? What are some of those for Ryan Smith?
Well, there was always this one when we would drive to the rink. It was on Yellowhead, and you come off of Yellowhead and you turn onto, I think it's Wayne Gretzky Drive, and you see the city, and you see Northlands or Rexall at that point, and then you see even the football stadium there and Commonwealth, and to me it was just like, that was special coming up there. I got to drive that most days for practice and games, sometimes twice a day, and I got to, actually somebody ended up painting me a canvas, and it was huge, and I can't wait to put it up. I don't have the space right this moment, but that to me, the city of champions, and it emulated not only from the hockey standpoint, but from football too.
You had a great career in Edmonton, second most games played ever, you're top 10 in scoring, top 5 in goals. If somebody had never seen Ryan Smith play for the Edmonton Oilers, how would you describe your tenure as a member of the Oilers?
Very blessed, very fortunate to play as long as I did. 14, almost 15 years here, and tried to lay it all out there every night. You know, some days it was harder than others, but it was a ride I'll never forget, and it was something I cherish. You know, God gave me a great gift and a talent to be passionate to and play with poise and excitement on a daily basis. So I was very fortunate to play as long as I did.
Well, Ryan, well-deserved, and congratulations going into the inaugural class of the Edmonton Oilers Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.